Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Fowler. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Art Fowler. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie O'Brien. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ron Klein. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Post reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Post moves to third. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walls throws the ball into Jacobs, who tags Bailey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The slide. Kravitz applies the tag. Robinson is out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Kluszewski, and towards Temple, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a line drive into right field. Post picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Post. Verdon scores. Kravitz moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Eddie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Temple for the out. McMillan moves to third. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Post hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is called out on strikes. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skinner. The throw from Bailey and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 0 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Klein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fowler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fowler, and towards McMillan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple strikes out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 1, Pirates, 1. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 2 in the game. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to third for the out. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas bunts towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Walls moves to second. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a pop-up towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Pirates 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Post hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Klusowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third, in foul territory. Thomas races over to make the catch. He throws to first to double off Bell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny O'Brien pinch runs for Danny Kravitz. Eddie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien bunts towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. O'Brien moves to second. One out. Roberto Clemente pinch hits for Ron Klein. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Spook Jacobs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Pirates 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jack Shepherd now catching. Roy Face now pitching. Johnny O'Brien now playing second base. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jablonski hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing third base. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 2, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.